following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. Happy Memorial Day. Take a moment and just consider those who gave all so that you could enjoy your barbecue and your swimming pool and your lovely life that you're leading. All right. Are we done? Good. But a little gratitude goes a long way, and it's good for you. We have a Corolla Classic plan for you today. Gio and Max Zapata have done a yeoman-like job whacking these babies together. And I must say, maybe this is a little self-serving, but my favorite pod to listen to, because I forget almost everything I've ever discussed with anybody. And I like hearing these old conversations, jokes, and whatnot. So they do a great job putting this thing together. And today's offering is no different. We'll get to that in one moment. First, stamps.com. Save time for your small business. Skip the hassle of the post office. Buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package with your computer and printer. And with stamps.com, you get 5 cents off of every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. We use it here. We have the scale up to 80 pounds. Plug it right into the computer. No wonder over 700,000 small businesses use stamps.com. And right now, special offer for our listeners, 4-week trial plus postage and the digital scale at stamps.com. So go to stamps.com, click on the microphone, top of the homepage, and type in Adam. That's stamps.com. Enter Adam. Post office is fine, but your time is precious, and you should save it with stamps.com. So type in Adam, top of the homepage, and get the special deal at stamps.com. All right, let's get on with the show.
And welcome to Corolla Classics for May 27th, 2019. Happy Memorial Day and happy birthday, Adam Corolla.
Happy Achievement Day, Ace Man.
Yeah, happy everything. Thank you for being born. Now, this is the show where I, Chris Loxamana, executive producer of the Adam Corolla Show, along with Corolla archivist superfan Giovanni.
Hey, everybody. Are we going to address what Adam Corolla said in that topper?
I think it was beautiful just the way it was.
They heard it.
Yeah, they heard it. We heard it. And we are smiling from ear to ear. Validation! That's all we need. And that's all we love. Now, this is the show. We're going to highlight the best moments of the Adam Corolla Show. Today is no different. This first clip that we're rolling out is from 2015. Tell us about it.
Adam Corolla Show 1558, featuring Greg Proops, Joe Coy, Gina Grant, Brian Bishop, from April of 2015. This one starts out with a mashup of Cat Stevens' Father and Son with the rant from the ESPN lady. They explain in the clip. And this segues into Adam talking about his daughter wanting to go to Pinkberry on her own with her friends, and Adam not wanting to drive them, but he knows better because of what other people will say or think, or what his wife will say or think, so he goes against his own judgment of letting her go on her own. And Joe Coy jumps in playing a character he's never played before, with a very interesting accent. Check it out.
All right, we got a mashup song?
Do you feel good about your job?
Well, hold on a second. We should probably discuss it.
Sure, you discuss it. I wasn't here last night, but I heard that you enjoyed the ESPN ladies' rant.
Yes, they had the ESPN ladies' rant.
Brittany McHenry.
Brittany, and we've been doing this sort of rants and mashing them up with
super
various
sensitive songs.
Yeah, it's been quite... So this is Cat Stevens' Father and Son, okay. And we took her rant. She's trying to... Well, she's getting her car out of impound.
She's letting off a little steam at the poor lady who's
belittling
doing
the
paperwork.
Lady. Yeah.
Yes. All right, here we go.
Do you feel good about your job?
I'm in the news, sweetheart.
That's fine.
I will fucking sue this place.
Okay, that's fine. And I'll play your video, so careful.
That's why I have a degree in
sure.
Lose some weight, baby girl.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax. Take it easy. You're still young. That's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me.
I'm on television.
I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now.
Can you do some weight, hey, girl?
I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on.
Do you feel good about your job?
But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not.
Yep, that's all you care about, is just taking people's money.
How can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story.
Listen, wait, hey, girl.
From the moment I could talk,
shut the fuck up.
I was ordered.
Yeah, it's better. Her audio's too fucked up. Her audio's not good.
No!
Christian Bale agrees.
It needs Christian Bale, yeah.
Fattened up here
no.
a little bit. I had to turn it into a duet.
Yeah,
no!
Her audio's too needs
no!
to be dug out.
We should have realized we were watching it with subtitles yesterday.
I'm gonna fucking kick your fucking ass. You don't shut up for a second, all right?
I'm in the news, sweetheart.
Oh, good for you.
Do you feel good about your job?
No!
So I could be a college dropout and do the same thing?
Fuck!
Fucking ass.
No! The fuck are you doing?
Why, because I have a brain and you don't?
Fuck, sir.
Maybe if I was missing some teeth, they would hire me, huh?
Are you professional or not?
Oh, like yours? Well, they look so stunning. Because I'm on television and you're in a fucking trailer, honey.
Fuck's sake.
Fucking trailer.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm on television.
It's not time to make a change.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah, I needed some Christian Bale. I think the audio, we were reading the subtitles. I got some calls up there. Got some stuff to talk about. You guys, Joe, you must have gotten into this when you were married. The part where you make the mistake of telling your wife something you didn't do, and then they get pissed at you, mm-hmm. even though you didn't do it.
Yes.
This is, chicks can do this. Guys can do this. I remember once I had a one-bedroom apartment, and I had three dudes living there, and we wanted one dude out, and we didn't want to tell him we wanted him out because he was a friend of ours. So I called the landlord, and I was like, oh, God, what's his name, Pete? Oh, God, I think of his name. Anyway, James, I think. Anyway, I said, James, we got three dudes living here, and what I need you to do is write an official letter saying, I know there's three dudes living here. One is going to have to leave because you only have two on your lease. And he said, there's three dudes living there?
Oh.
And I said, yes, there is. And he said, that's against the lease. And I said, I know it is. Now write an official letter.
You're playing along great.
When did three people start living there? I said, well, beside you know what? I need the letter so I can get the one guy out. Well, three aren't supposed to be living there. I said, yeah. I get it. I know. I had...
I'm taking care of that
James. My daughter had her friend over... My daughter's almost nine, and she's fucking badger. She's tough, man. She'll
scrappy.
She'll scrappy. She'll hurt you. She's got a friend. Her friend's nine, and they're not little girls. I mean, they're scrappers. And I was sitting in my office on Saturday, and she said, we want to go to Pinkberry. We want to get some froyo. And I thought for a minute, you know, all you do is walk down the quiet, shady little side street I live on. You go about a block and a half this way, and then you go half a block the other way, and you pop out, and there's Pinkberry. And I thought, good. I'll just give you $20, and you can walk to mm-hmm. Pinkberry. And then I thought, oh, I'll be fucking crucified.
Yeah.
Like,
someone's gonna
her parents will find out. My wife will find out. I'll be fucking crucified. And then I thought, why can't... you tell me what's it? You want to raise your kids thinking they're going to be snatched?
Well, like, at some point they're going to have to leave the house and go places. It's going to be 10 years old. It's going to be 12 years old. At some point,
when
they're going
they
to
receive
have to leave.
Their black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu or taekwondo, uh-huh.
and are trained in, you know, mixed martial arts and the application of throwing stars, then they can do it. And I'm like, I'm sitting alone behind my desk. No one is at home.
No one would ever know.
Oh, no.
At least for about a half hour that it takes to walk.
Yeah, my daughter would definitely talk. But there's a part of me that wants to go, here's $10, go ahead. It's Saturday, the sun is shining, it's a beautiful neighborhood, we know all the neighbors in the community. Go
except
right
for that
ahead.
One guy that drives around.
Yeah, in the primered van.
He's
yeah.
kept to himself.
Hey, that's Corolla's kids.
Yeah. The one.
I think they're going to get Froyo.
Man of color. That's
she
right.
She doesn't know jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a 10 in her hand? This guy's an idiot.
So I said...
I even misspelled plumbing on the side of my...
I said the B silent.
Hey, girls. Hey, girls.
Oh,
you guys want some Froyo?
No, we're good.
It's a long walk, you know. It's a hot day.
Your van says Lovetron on the side of it in rainbow tape.
Yeah.
Then plumbing misspelled underneath it.
You guys like EDM?
Huh?
You guys like EDM? That's what
is that,
that
a
means.
Kind of...
Electric dance music.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah.
It's really cool, man. I got some cool flavors.
We like Katy Perry.
Uh-huh.
And we like...
Yeah. I know
Hanson
Katie.
Brother.
I know Katie. Kit,
she's in the van.
Yeah, uh-huh. She's in the van. Get in here.
Is she?
Yeah. Hey, real quick, your dad's Adam Carolla, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah, he's got
him.
A lot of money.
Well, I'm plumbing. He's a contractor guy, right?
Yeah, we catch the bad ones.
Yeah. I'm one of the good ones.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You like Froyo?
Can I ask you a question?
You guys like Froyo?
Mr. Van Guy?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why do you have tinfoil on the rear windows?
That's tint.
Tint?
Yeah.
It looks like tinfoil.
Keeps it nice and cool in here, you know?
It looks
it's
like
hot
tinfoil.
Out there, right? Are you guys sweating?
It's nice. Yeah, well, it's sunny, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little hot. It's cool. It's cool in here. I got the AC blasting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's tinfoil even on the front windshield.
How much
seems irresponsible.
I know. It's,
how can you even drive with tinfoil on the windshield?
The sun's a killer.
Well, I get you, but tinfoil on the front windshield, mister.
Yeah. It's like a to-go item. You know what I mean?
It's like taking home a van.
How much money did your dad give you?
He gave us $10.
I'll match you. Put in another 10. Load that little...
That's a lot of Froyo.
Yeah, man. Put some gummy bears on there. You like gummy bears?
I like crushed up Oreos.
Yeah, I got that in here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, come on in here.
Oh, hold on.
Uh-huh.
I know. I like Butterfinger bars crushed up.
I can believe this. I'm crushing them right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
But I can see your hands.
There's butter all over it, isn't it?
Wow.
Yeah.
So
Butterfingers right here.
Yeah, and I like I like gummy fish.
Oh, I love gummy fish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why are you whispering?
I don't want it. There's people walking right now.
Okay, Okay.
Come on, get in the car.
You have all that stuff?
Yeah.
You have like a soft swirl machine?
Oh, you goddamn right I do.
So we just pull on the handle and it'll come out?
Yeah, pull on the handle and it'll fill your whole cup up.
Oh, boy. That's what my wife thinks is going to happen.
Yeah. That was great, Adam, except that I don't know why you give up the little girl voice. You gotta commit, man.
Hey, mister.
There you go.
My fucking voice is shot. So I said, I hate the fucking fact that we live in a society where I really want to send them to go get frozen yogurt, but I know I can.
Okay, let me interrupt you real quick.
Right.
Okay, because you know the reason why you're saying this right now is because you want to do it.
Yes.
But you're scared you're going to get caught. But deep down inside, you're using the I'm scared I'm going to get caught excuse because you really don't want to let them go.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? You're falling back on the reason of getting caught, and that's why you're not letting them go. But deep down inside, you don't want your 9-year-old daughter walking by herself to get Froyo.
I want her to start
the fucking car.
Doing that. I'd like her to have that independence. I don't want the other family to freak out on me.
But Adam.
Which they may do. Mm-hmm. And I don't want my wife to freak on me, which she will do. And when I told my wife, I was presented with this question, but I said no because of this horrible society we live in. She did the act as if I had done it. Like,
rage.
What?
Oh.
No! And I said, no, I know. I
giving
didn't
know
you,
no, you
did not. Yeah, and I can look, this is lose-lose because I'm getting yelled at and I didn't do what I wanted to do.
So she's mad that you even thought of it.
And I said, this is a nice neighborhood.
Probably not the best time to bring the fact that you moved there so they could walk around in the neighborhood. And
I said, this is a nice neighborhood. And she went, that's exactly the neighborhoods they go to. And it's like,
stop it.
So if you eliminated the other family and it was just your two kids, what age do you think they'll be able to get froyo by themselves?
No, you. Together. What do you think? Shortly after, according to Lynette, just after Sonny's prostate surgery, he'll be able to recover with some delicious frozen yogurt.
That he can walk himself to.
Well, he has the aid of a nurse and a walker. Yeah, but he'll be able to use that.
Yeah.
And then she'll...
I'm the worst.
When osteoporosis kicks in with her, she'll be able to recover with frozen yogurt. Yes.
I will not let my son use the public restroom without me going with him.
Oh, really?
I'm that guy.
Oh, I got over that.
It's the worst. I'm the worst. But I'll send him to the public restroom with his 8-year-old nephew, an 8-year-old cousin.
Wait a minute.
I don't
know why that's safer. Your son is...
Almost 12.
And has like 3 foot worth of hair.
Yeah.
So he's like 6'6".
Yeah, he's 6'6".
Why wouldn't you let him go to the fucking
I don't
potty?
Know.
You're going to give him a
so
weird...
possessive. I don't know. I just, I can't.
Well,
I guess
you don't
he's
go
still
into
my
stall
baby.
With them. You just
no, but I'm like, it's like I'm bringing the president to the bathroom and I stand
security.
By the door. And
detail.
Yeah. Sorry, he's in there. He'll be right out.
And we're back. Chris and Gio here. And if you would like to request a clip, please email us, classics@adamcroll.com. Tweet us at Giovanni Giorgio or at Chris Loxamana. Find us online any way you want and let us know what you want to hear. This one is an email request from Brandon. He writes, "Hey, what's up, guys? Want to request a couple of things. I don't know if it was real or not, but a DJ called in and tried to argue with Adam about how it was a respected job. I seriously laughed so hard at that bit. Also, who was that girl who claimed she was bullied? She was a guest host, and she said the kids would flash a headlight at her while calling her a rat girl. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the show." I will answer the second question. That was Kristen Carney. She filled in for Gina Grad. She fills in for Gina Grad as a news girl when Gina can't make it. But this first request, we got the clip right here for you.
From Adam Carolla Show 2016, featuring Anne Heche, Sandra Oh, David Wilde, Gina Grad, and Brian Bishop. This is with David, Gina Grad, and Brian Bishop before Anne and Sandra joined them in studio. We will play the clip with Chris and Carney later. So for this one, this is just the initial clip he requested with the DJ caller, Rick, who's upset with Adam for what he says about DJs. What's funny is Rick is like a party DJ, not like a DJ Khaled DJ, even though he's also useless. And it goes a little something like this.
It's all
hey,
my only advice.
Rick?
Yeah.
Good advice.
It's good advice.
30, Pasadena. Why do I bag on talentless DJs who want to be put on a good party? Yes, huh?
You know, man, I've listened to you for a long time, and I'm sort of getting burned out on you, man, because, you know, guys like me go out and make an honest living and do DJ work, which, you know, we're a talent, man. And I just listened to your podcast with Drew, and you just bag on us, man. And it's like, what's your problem?
I don't like it. I think it sucks. It's fucking annoying. If I could give you a playlist, we could work it out. I don't look at you guys as musicians or talents.
Rick, are you a wedding DJ? Or are you like
Paris Hilton can do what you do?
Are you making beats? Are you like playing in the clubs?
I mean, I mostly do club work. Like, I've been working as a gig in Glendale for a while.
Fucking horrible music.
No, it's not, man.
It's not even music. It's just a bunch of fucking robots fucking.
Dude, I've got to put the music together so it, like, builds through the night.
Can you play an instrument?
Yeah, I can, man.
What instrument?
A guitar.
All right, why don't you do that?
Well, that's not the thing, man. I'm making good money doing this.
All right, well, there's stupid people out there who are high enough who want to pay. That's fine. I think it's shit music, and it's fucking up my life.
But why are you being so hard on it, man?
Because I hate it. Why am I hard on ISIS?
Yeah. You're just hard on
to be fair, you don't
though,
hate
like,
ISIS as much
not,
as you hate
well, it doesn't
the
affect
DJ
me.
Yeah.
It doesn't negatively, to be perfectly honest, it does not negatively affect me in my
personally,
daily life as much as the shit music guys like Rick shit out on a nightly basis.
Rick, in all seriousness, if you're making good money doing this, then the joke's on all of us.
Yeah, the joke's on us. Yeah. You guys figured out a way to make shit music and get rich.
That's what I'm trying to, you know, show to you. Like, look at Skrillex. I mean, that guy's making serious bank, and I mean that's what he does. And
right.
You know, there's a lot of guys that are trying really hard to do it. And Carolla, I've been listening to you for a long time, man, and it just seems like
It's shit music. Listen, there's people that make money selling double-decker cat strollers. Do I have to bow to them? Or can I just understand that they make a good living selling shit to dumb people?
Skrillex actually made a hell of a cat stroller.
Yeah. Skrillex.
Diplo as well.
Stroller would not be a bad name for your next creation.
The Skrillex.
Rick?
Can I ask you this, man? Have you ever seriously said to Drew, hey, do I have an anger management problem? Because I think you do, man.
He would say that.
Time to take a deep look inside.
I've had my life infected by your shit brand of music. It has overtaken me. I've go to a fucking steakhouse, and you and your shitty cohorts are playing your shit brand of music, and it's permeating my life. It has made me unhappy. So, yes, I'm not happy about this this music that you make, although I don't think of it as music, if that helps.
So agree to disagree?
I just look at his shit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but here's the thing, man. Why are you mad about everything? Like you were complaining that your son's oatmeal was in the bowl and it's stuck like it's drywall on the bowl. And
this morning, man. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, what's that all about?
What's it all about? It's called fucking life, Rick.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know, dude. It's like you got the best life. I listen to you go race your cars and stuff, and then the next day you come in and you go, oh, I was doing this in the Paul Newman car, and then these stupid dumbass DJs don't know what the hell they're doing, and they're a bunch of, you know, it's insulting, man. I'm thinking about not even listening anymore.
Oh, well, my God, this is Sonny. It's for the future.
You make horrible music. Of course, you should have a thick...
I don't make the music, dude. I just play it.
Oh, okay. Well, you play horrible music. Even worse. So, you don't make the drugs. You just mule them.
Yeah.
All right. I hate it. It's not music. And I can't fucking stand the fact that we're dumb enough as a society that it has permeated many, many a Christmas party and many a steakhouse. I'm very sad about that, and it does ruin my meal and my evening.
Many a lobby of the W Hotel.
Yes, I do enjoy classical music, music made by talented people.
Music blows.
Classical
music.
Well, it's done by people who actually have talent and ability. What you guys do is make shit. It's like, look, I don't have music ability, but that's good. I don't insist on doing music. See, this is for people who have no musical ability, yet insist on doing music, and thus it tortures us. Classical music is for people who have musical ability and then would like to entertain us. That's just us. It makes you smarter, Rick, and it puts you in a better mood. That's why I'm always so smooth.
I'll bet you couldn't even run my drum machine, man.
Oh, challenge accepted.
Yeah. How about this? I pay a fucking retarded monkey $4 an hour, and he runs it. How about that, bitch?
Real funny.
Rick better in the
Hold on, I'm taking him. I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Matt, give me a retarded monkey. All right, Rick. Rick, don't ever argue with me. That's your first mistake.
Well, I'll call again and argue with you because you're wrong, bro.
Okay, bro. I bet you couldn't even run my drum machine. Is your comeback to me calling you a talentless musician?
You have been bro, man, and dude in this. This is a trifecta.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'll plug it in. And it'll fire up itself. Here's how I'll get to do it. Alexa, make the sound of a drum machine. I'll take a shit. There we go. Everyone's entertained.
I can't find a drum full of shit.
Alexa. Sorry, Rick. Go ahead. No, Rick, we're glad that you listen. We are. We are.
But it doesn't seem like my people are appreciated.
I will try to. Look, I like retarded people as much as the next guy and hack musicians.
Dude,
and I'll try to smooth it. I'll try to smooth it out for you, Rick. I'll try to smooth it out.
Just so you know, it's not politically correct to use the word retarded anyways.
Okay.
All right. How about this? Why don't you do this? Next time you're doing something like in the Glendale, Pasadena area, why don't you let me open up for you?
Now we're talking.
All right. Well, when we do the ice house, when we book the ice house, we'll get you up there and we'll
show off your skills.
You can let that drum machine go sick.
Rick, call back.
Friends would say.
Call back anytime.
Thanks, Rick.
I know.
We appreciate it.
Okay. Dude, man. Right.
I like that he turned it from an insult to a job request.
All right. Hey, I hate
maybe
that
I'll
music.
Open
but
for
anyway,
you.
It's not music. Well, I hope you're enjoying Corolla Classics, and why not subscribe, and why not share with a friend? How about that? I'm sure everyone
loves vintage Corolla. And speaking of vintage, if you have a vintage car or new car, you go with Castrol Edge. Heat, friction, viscosity, breakdown. They rob your engine of maximum performance. Friction results in a loss of performance of up to 10%. You don't want that. You want Castrol Edge. Engineered with fluid titanium technology, physically transforms to get stronger under pressure, helps fight friction, deliver maximum levels of performance from your car. Blah, blah, three times. Stronger against viscosity breakdown than leading oils. It's Castrol Edge. All right, let's get back to it.
So, Gio, do you think Adam could operate Rick's drum machine, bro?
Yeah, Adam would be a really good DJ. Based on what I've seen from DJ Khaled on Saturday Night Live, I think everybody would be a really good DJ. Yeah.
Well, Adam is kind of a good DJ because I go on many road trips with him, hours long, and he controls the radio. And it actually is a pleasant experience. So unless he purposely picks songs that he wants to rant about, then that gets a little tough sometimes to
I'll affirm his skills as playlist operator. He's quite talented.
Oh yeah, you've done it too. So we can both confirm here that Adam Crowell will be a great DJ. Now, this next clip, it's a classic Corolla idea about a place called Pettiff Isle.
Adam Carolla Show 332, the final episode of the original format. They're actually doing the regular Tuesday show they would do with Teresa Strasser and Brian in studio. So it's them doing the radio show format on the very last episode before they actually officially switch to the radio show format. Kyle Kinane joins them in studio. It's from May 25th, 2010. It aired the following day. Teresa has a news story about a real-life idea that echoes Adam's own idea about a pedophile. And then Adam tells the gang about Kirkland's crosswalk flags for the very first time because he's fresh from Kirkland, Washington, where he did 6 sold-out shows at Laughs Comedy Club. I was there for all of them. I ran the last 3. It was madness. He was doing 90-plus, you know, two-hour sets, riffing on all kinds of stuff. Pictures would come up. And also, I'm from Kirkland, Washington, and I was run over by several cars before we had crosswalk flags. Check it out.
We need them.
We did.
Well, you have done a lot of talking about pedophile.
Yeah, I have.
And now it looks like what was once just a movie pitch and a dream could become a reality.
Oh, thank you, Stephen J. Cannell. First the 18, now this.
Yeah.
California gubernatorial candidate Douglas Hughes has made quite a name for himself in recent weeks, not so much by surging ahead in the polls, this according to AOL News, but
Surge
rather...
Surge Polls was my gay porn name.
Oh, no.
Serge Polls, power bottom extraordinaire.
Oh, no.
That's right.
This candidate has promised that if elected, he will create...
Serge N. Polls.
It would be like a political porn, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
This guy is promising to create a pedophile island for convicted sex offenders.
Yeah.
This is no joke. He's got an island picked out. It's Santa Rosa Island in the Channel Islands National Park off the coast of Southern California.
Well, we're not doing anything with those islands, and it's good sport fishing if you're into it.
He thinks it's a nice place to maroon convicted sex offenders.
Maroon.
Well, what the...
Capsules.
Yeah. I saw that Tom Hanks movie.
Yeah.
What... You know, it sounds insane. Well, maybe we're coming full circle because, you know, in the turn of the century and before then, they would have Devil's Island, you know, and they would take prisoners and they'd go, look, we don't want you in our society anymore. And, you know, some people look at it as this, you know, draconian step backwards. But really, if you think about it, we can't have you amongst us because you're diseased in a way that can't be fixed and pose a wild threat to the most innocent people in society.
Most sex offenders don't have one victim. Mostly they have multiple victims.
Tell me about
I don't know. I don't know what the under is.
Oh, no.
I don't know what the on top of under is.
Yeah.
But I would say it would be somewhere in the low 20s, mid-teens.
I agree.
Like, I mean, it's not... The over-under on the average victims that a priest or any other kind of sex offender has, it's not 2.5.
Oh, no.
It's 28.
No. At least there was a guy in my neighborhood where I grew up that ran a hardware store, and he was there for 20 years molesting kids.
Right.
I mean, that was probably 10 kids a year.
Yep. I used to buy tools from McFeely's.
I swear to God, and I'm not kidding, the name of the hardware store, Tuggies.
Oh, stop.
In Noe Valley. Yeah.
The point, stop it.
The man did not molest me,
whereas
by the
these
way.
Guys don't stop, this is what they do.
No, they're, well, this gubernatorial candidate is making the point. He's saying, quote, it's like any alcoholic, sex, or drug addict. Have it around you, and it's just a matter of time before you do it again. And look, you can register, but, you know, they don't really police that registration very carefully. Mm-hmm. So if you move, it might take you a few weeks to re-register.
Yeah. Loosely enforced.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I'm for it, and... By the way, let's spread this out to other, you know, Carjackers Island or whatever. I mean, you know, let's just spread it out.
I agree. Yeah, they're a big story today in the paper.
There's Tuggies.
We saw a picture of Tuggies.
Oh, my God. Can I tell you?
There's Teresa crying in front of her.
I am not kidding when I tell you that the guy who owned... Okay, this dude, he had a bowl of candy down in the basement, and it wasn't fun-sized candy. He had... regular size candy.
Wow.
Now think of us when we were kids.
Yeah.
The value of a regular size Reese's. I mean,
two full Reese's,
not little nickel ones. Uh-huh. Full ones. Yeah. And he had a huge bowl, but the thing was, it was down, so he had to go down the stairs.
And it was creepy, homemade, creaky stairs that they have at a hardware store.
And it's dimly lit, and then he gives you the big wooden bowl, and he says you can pick one out. Now this is the experience I had. So I'm so excited to get the candy, and then I'm sitting in my little, like, I remember this. You don't forget not being molested by the Ivan Tuggies.
There's a heart-shaped well like Buffalo Bill.
I'm in my green knee socks and a little flower dress.
Oh, no.
And of
slow
course,
down.
No one knows where I am because I'm a latchkey kid.
Sure, right?
I mean, my mom's not going to be home for 4 hours.
You're the perfect victim.
I really was.
Loved candy. Latchkey kid.
Yeah, probably low self-esteem.
Right.
But I was kind of savvy because I've been taking the Greyhound and flying by myself at that point for many years.
Yeah.
So I smell, oh my God, Haystack Pizza. Oh my God, 647-1929, 415. That's their phone number.
Next to Tuggies.
Memorize the pizza.
647-1929, Haystack. Yeah, best pizza ever. So I'm sitting on the stair and he says, can I take your picture? And he pulls out a Polaroid.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, that, you know, it's a picture to give your mom. And then he says, would you mind just pulling up your skirt a little for the picture?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I said, you know what? I'm just going to take my Reese's and go.
Yeah.
And I never told anybody about it. And then later when he was taken, that's my old neighborhood. When he was, I felt so guilty, like I should have said something, but I was maybe 8 at the time.
Oh,
7 or 8.
So I would have felt guilty that I got a free candy bar and didn't give him a hand job. That's how I was raised.
I could have saved other kids. I mean, I didn't know. I knew something felt off.
Not a fun size, but for a full size Snickers. I would have been walking down to that basement, and if somebody had stopped me and said, you know, you're going to get cornholed savagely, I'd be like, you understand?
I'm getting a Snickers, right?
Keep the Snickers bar.
There were Snickers in the bowl also, full size.
Oh.
You can pick one of anything.
Oh, I would have taken it.
Hey, Mr. Tuggy, you're going to be molested.
Mr. Tuggies. Oh, God.
Should we bring, now, Kyle Kinane, comedian, by the way, who's been on the show before, is out there. I think we should bring him in and do
Let's
the news with Kyle.
Yeah, I would love that.
How about that?
He's been here before. He's very funny. I want to say he opens for Patton Oswalt. Do I have that right?
You have to ask him.
I'll have to ask him.
Come on in, Kyle. Good to see you.
How's
again.
It going, guys?
Good.
Kyle, do you open for Patton Oswalt?
I do here and there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you something. I just got back from Kirkland, and they give you a yellow flag that you hold up and wave over your head and you cross.
For your luggage.
And then you put it back into... then you put it back... Uh-oh, my daughter's here. Then you put it back into the container on the other side of the street, which would never work here because we'd just be raping each other with a stick. But the point is they literally have yellow flags that you wave as you cross the street. And then when you get to the other side, you put it back into what looks like an umbrella hole.
God,
that's in the city, that's what they have?
This was in Kirkland, Washington.
It's genius.
Yeah. I mean, just outside of Seattle, 18 minutes.
And we're back.
Yes.
It was a great clip with Kyle Kinane. I found that while I was actually searching for the episode we played on Saturday's Corolla Classics. And if you want to check out all these episodes, we aired the Saturday episode, as we often do, in the Adam Carolla Show feed. And today's episode airs in the Adam Carolla Show feed because it's a special best of for the holiday. But we do separate episodes on Sundays that only air in the Carolla Classics feed. So if you want to subscribe on Podcast 1 to Carolla Classics, you can also go rate and review us on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. We very much appreciate it. Isn't that right, Chris?
I would love that. You know what else I love? Are the more listener requests. This is Charles. He's out of Fresno, and he writes, good morning. Well, good morning, Charles.
Morning, Charles.
I'd like to request a re-airing of the clip of Michael Madsen discussing Nick Nolte and his eccentricity. I can't. How do you say this word?
Eccentricities?
Eccentricities?
You have to leave that in.
Whatever. It's a great pod. Been listening since show one. Love you guys. Good day.
Love you too, Charles. Adam Carolla Show 836, featuring Michael Madsen, his son Christian Madsen, Allison Rose, and Brian Bishop. It's from June of 2012. They have Michael in the studio. Adam's talking about the Malibu 4th of July celebrations with the barge and being invited out there by Phil Rosenthal. That segues into other celebrities who paid for the barge in the past. It's like a famous Malibu thing. And then Adam asks Michael how he celebrates 4th of July. And they talk about Nick Nolte and Michael having a competition for the graveliest voice. And it turns out Michael knows Nick Nolte, and it leads to a hilarious bit of riffing. It goes a little something like this.
From 2012. Let's go.
You want to talk about
crushing to me? I guess I am.
Rich white guy fun. Phil Rosenthal invited me over because he said he got a house out there for the summer, like one of those colony houses.
This is a summer house.
This is a summer house. Yeah, that's what he
sounds. Who asked you?
He's the Jewish man alive, and they're putting on a fireworks display, which means you got a barge. Like I think all the rich people go in on the barge. How does that work? Do you see the fireworks?
Every year, usually somebody buys the barge. It costs $100,000 for the barge. The first couple of years it was out there, I know that it was Danny DeVito was dropping the dime for that thing.
He bought the barge.
Well, what you do is
he bought a barge.
You rent the barge. You rent the barge, and it costs like a lot of money to put the fireworks on it, and they send it out. It's about a mile offshore. And everybody on Broad Beach and all of Malibu can get a great fireworks show. And I heard that Mel Gibson did it one year. I think Whoopi Goldberg did it one time. Did she drop the money for it?
$100,000. Like, wouldn't you kind of?
Geez, yeah.
I'd send one of my lackeys with a basket to like walk up and down the beach. You know, hey, come on now, $20 here, a little tithing. Are you enjoying it or not? No, I see you looking up, Dick.
You and your kids look like you're having a good time over there.
I'm good friends with Nick Nolte, and he usually comes by my house with a great big roll of firecrackers and. I used to get stuff from American Soldier magazine, or Soldier of Fortune magazine. They used to UPS me fireworks. But, you know, now after 9/11, I can't get them anymore. So,
hold on. I want to get into this for a second.
I used to get rockets and all kind of good stuff.
First off,
you can't do them anymore.
Do you and Nick Nolte have some sort of gravelly voice off? Like Nick's like,
Jesus Christ, Madsen, I brought some firecrackers over here. God damn it, if I'm going to set them off, whether you like it or not. God damn it.
Hey, you want to eat another cigarette?
Give me a Marlboro. I need another one.
I made a smoothie out of gravel.
Stop smoking, man.
Chewing tobacco and gravel.
You know, I was actually in Paris one time, and he usually comes around the 4th of July.
Nolte.
And my wife calls me. She goes, Michael. She goes, Nick is here. And I said, well, honey, you know, I'm not home. I'm in Paris, for Christ's sake. And she goes, I know, but, you know, he just came over like he does. He'll just show up. And so I said, put him on the phone. And he's like, hey, Madsen, where the hell are you? What the fuck are you doing? I heard you're over in Paris. And I was, yeah, I'm in Paris, Nick. He goes, oh, well, you'd mind if I hang around for a while? And I said, well, all right, Nick, if you'd like to. And so my wife gets back on the phone and she goes, you know, he's sitting outside, and he's wearing a dress.
Wow.
And I said, a dress? She goes, oh, no, it's not really a dress. It's like one of those wraparound things. And I said, put him back on the phone. So he said, yeah. And I go, what the fuck? I said, what are you wearing? Something strange. He goes, no, I got these in India, and I'm going to leave one for you. They're really great. You know, they're very comfortable, and I'll leave a few for you. And I said, okay, Nick, whatever. And she, my wife, she calls back like 4 hours later. And I says, is Nick still there? And she goes, yes, he's still here. He's
wow.
outside.
Yeah, how do you show Nick Nolte the door? That's a problem that most people, you know, aren't blessed with.
He's a wonderful guy. So he's a very good friend. You're going to be Nick very much.
We're going to be looking at the same fireworks. But yeah. I really like, honestly, and there's a lot of folks that live in the colonies there, and they're, you know, $100,000 even for a rich guy's. That's a pretty big nut there.
That's a piece of change, yeah.
But if you got 20 guys all to cough up $5,000, I feel like that's more doable.
That would make more sense. Usually yeah. one person claims a credit for it every year, and you just hear this chatter on the beach of who paid for the barge this year.
So. Uh-huh.
Do people who pay for it then adopt a new I paid for the barge attitude?
I would.
Oh, it yeah. gets a lot of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you'll be, so you're right in there, right off of PCH over there.
I used to be right on the sand right next to Steve McQueen, where he used to live once upon a time.
Sure. Now, what goes on the 4th of July over the Manson house? They're going to barbecue party?
Yeah, well, I have 5 sons.
Uh-huh.
One stepson, so I like to include him in the scenario.
Sure.
Six and only, one, only the, one actor?
Yeah, well, there's 2 now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sadly.
But I, you know, but he's read every book that I can think of about acting. He's seen every film that I've ever told him was worth watching. He auditioned for the Actors Studio. He's really done his homework, and he's really, I'm very proud of him. He's
what,
really
what films, doing the right what films are worth watching if you want to be an actor and you want to look at a performance?
One-Eyed Jacks, directed by Marlon Brando.
Mm.
It's a Western with Carl Malden. And you tell him, Christian, what do you see?
I mean, yeah.
You like Last Tango, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I like Marlon Brando a lot.
You studied James Dean quite a bit.
Just kidding. All the classic stuff I really like.
Straight Talk?
Yeah.
Just to toss in one of your dad's films.
They're real. they're real, by the way.
So, now when you said, going back to Soldier of Fortune magazine for just a second.
Yeah.
In the carefree days, pre-9/11.
Yeah.
When you could order munitions.
Yeah.
And not get onto anyone's radar. You know what I mean?
Before the laughter died.
Yeah, that's right. What did you do? Like, when you're looking through Soldier Fortune, and, you know, that back where you're going through the mercenary section.
Yeah.
And you get to the small arms and then the medium-sized munition stuff. What kind of stuff could you order that you could fire off from your beach in Malibu back in the day?
You could get big rockets. You know, rockets mounted on a stick. They're about this big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rocket was about that big around.
About 2-3 inches around.
A stick that was like, you know, 3 feet long.
Yeah, like big bottle rocket.
And you can get M80s, cherry bombs.
That's good.
Silver salutes.
Do you ever...
of bricks of firecrackers.
Ever go down to Baja?
Yeah.
Because every day is the 4th of July over there. We used to go to Baja, and we'd get those. You've not seen bottle rockets until you've seen ones that couldn't fit into a bottle.
Oh, that's so cool.
These are Mickey's Big Mouth bottle rockets. Like, I mean, they're on mop handles, like thick handles.
You can hold them by the stick, actually, and light it.
Yeah.
And you just wait for the damn thing to go off and just hurl it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the best way to do them.
So now
really, you can aim it.
And you can twist the fuses together. You put it, you duct tape like an M80 to it.
I put them in a great big water bottle, a great big Arrowhead bottle.
Mm-hmm.
So you could light like 3 or 4 fuses at one time, all twisted together. They all go off up in the air.
And this is back before the man was up your ass, right?
Yeah.
Do what you want. Now some asswipe neighbor calls the fuzz and they're over and they're giving you some sort of citation, right?
Malibu has changed.
Yeah, it used to be a little lawless over there, right?
I had Steve McQueen's 12-gauge shotgun that he used in a picture of The Getaway.
Mm-hmm.
His son Chad gave it to me for a birthday present 1 year. And we used to, every 4th of July, we'd go down to Chad's and we'd load that thing up with double-aught buck and fire it off on the beach, which was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a friend who's lost an eye or experienced temporary blindness or anything like that? Because I'm the person, when everyone's having fun doing this and saying, oh, this is so cool, you have to see this, I'm hiding inside and being just a real ball of fun.
I've heard about that, Debbie Downer, but...
for wet blanket, but...
Well,
I have a lot of sympathy for anything bad that's ever happened to anyone, and God bless, you know, I've never had that happen. Okay. Thank God for that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Maybe my fears are probably unfounded.
Let me say this. Here's what happens. I'm telling you why fireworks are dangerous. They're only dangerous because you get bored quickly and you have to up the ante all the time. Yeah. The first move is I'm going to put it in the sparklets bottle. I'm going to light it with one of those extendo lighter things, and then we're all going to run. And then pretty soon you get to I'm going to light it off my cigarette.
I'm going to hold it in my hand
while I'm holding a beer, and I'm going to make sure that the fuse gets down low enough so that when I chuck it, it'll go off at its zenith, and it's not going to go. And so you find yourself going. You quickly get bored with just the lighting in the bottle, the safe distance, and hiding behind the log. And you quickly get into, if we took an M200 and we twisted the fuses together, and then I held it and threw it at that dude on the three-wheeler over there, that would be awesome. And that's what it goes. Loses an eye. That's what happens.
There's that frenzy at the very end where you think you're running out. You want the grand finale. And is there any left? There's no rockets left. And
right.
Someone's always like secretly stashed one in their pocket. I have one. That
just
person
like
gets
drugs.
Getting tackled.
Yeah. It's good times. All right. Why don't you get the news queued up? I'm going to give a little love to one of our sponsors, eVoice. You got to get this eVoice. Oh, boy. You know who should be doing the outgoing messages for eVoice? Michael Madsen.
As Nick Nolte?
As Nick Nolte. That's what I would enjoy. What would Nick Nolte's answering machine sound like?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Who the hell are calling me? Father fucking Jesus Christ. Leave a message for Christ's sake.
Professionally recorded customized greetings.
I'm not sure if I got Nolte's phone or not.
Is that Nick? Voicemails are transcribed into easy to read emails or textized, which is nice. No more listening to the long winded messages. Does Nick Nolte ever leave you a long winded message, Michael?
You know, he's not real good on the phone. He doesn't really call you back. It's
what would it sound like if he was calling you about one of his dresses or
well,
sarongs?
It was a sarong. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't think of that word. Thank God.
Always think wrong. It's got the word wrong in it. That's where you start.
It was a sarong.
Yeah,
not a dress.
Think but, so wrong. That is so wrong on a dude. And then you'll have it. You'll be almost there.
Yeah, he's not real good about calling back. He'll just kind of show up.
What? Yeah, I think Nick Nolte would be right on that.
No, he just shows up.
It's not the Nick I know.
He'll open the door and he'll be standing there.
Call me back when he gets you. Oh, you're on the other line. There you are.
That's right. Click.
Calls back that fast.
I wish it was like that.
The eVoice banner at adamcarolla.com or go to www.evoice.com/Adam and sign up for 6 months. 6 months free. What would his outgoing message sound like one more time, Michael? Come on, you're an actor.
Jesus Christ, look at that. What am I going to say? Is this thing on? Holy shit. If you hear me, leave a message. Or,
6 months free. www.evoice.com/Adam. All right. Should we do a little news? You guys hang out. We'll make fun of things that happen in the news.
The news with Allison Rosen.
She'll read some news from her iPad. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. It's Allison, Allison. And when it's time to wrap it up, she'll sign it off with zip it cut. It's Allison, Allison.
So the face eater's mother has come forward. Even a man who would eat another homeless man, well, he wasn't homeless. A man who would eat a homeless man's face has a mother who loves her son.
Why do they stand by them this way?
Well, she's surprised by what happened, and she says he was a good kid. I mean, clearly.
Why do they always say that about people that do horrible things?
Yeah,
I know.
Why don't they say he was a bastard?
He was a really nice guy.
Yeah.
He was such a nice person.
He was heartless. He seemed like someone who would eat the face off a man and leave the goatee.
Yeah, he kept to himself when he wasn't dismantling gay prostitutes. Like, all right, well, that's nice.
He was nice enough, but he was always talking about eating faces.
I'm sure Hitler had some quiet time as well.
Oh, he loved his dog.
He loved his dog. He liked to paint. He was vegan. It was awesome.
Why didn't they let him into art school?
Yeah, and by the way, you know, people that do bad things like kill people or rob banks, they don't do it 24/7.
No.
They just kill a few people. It really doesn't even comprise the lion's share of their life.
He was a nice man.
No, it's like saffron. Just a tiny bit goes a long way.
Yeah, it goes a long way. Yeah. So, or those weird things they stick into ham.
Yes, what? Cloves?
Cloves.
Yeah.
They go a long way.
They really do.
Yeah, so
you'll want to overpower the murder.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Or the eating.
John Wayne Gacy or the Green River Killer, they weren't killing 80% of their waking hours.
No.
It was probably just a sliver of their life.
Well, it's like they say in show business. You know, 100% of your money comes from 20% of your work or something like that. That's how it is with murder.
Yeah, so all you have to do is eat a face or two off of a homeless guy and you get pigeonholed.
Exactly. It's really hard to go against type at that point.
So here's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
What she says. He was a good kid. He gave me a nice card on Mother's Day.
Oh, well, let's let him out.
Everyone says he was a zombie. He was no zombie.
And by the
way, that was my son.
They only have nice Mother's Day cards. They're never like, fuck you, fat cunt. You did a horrible job with me.
Yeah.
That's why I'm in this home.
I love you, Mom. You're only half a cunt.
Yes.
Right.
They don't have that.
Right.
They only have nice Mother's Day cards.
I hate you so much I wouldn't even eat your face. There's none of that.
By the way, tell Dad I'm gay.
And then she said, I saw what happened.
They don't have those cards. They should have those cards.
Yeah, hello?
They don't have them. Oh, that's my dad.
I saw what happened on TV, and I started crying. And his girlfriend, he was living with a woman at the time.
Really?
She said that what she saw in the video was nothing like the man she lived with because he loved God. He always read the Bible. He would give you knowledge on the Bible. Everywhere he went, his Bible went. When he left, he had his Bible in his hand. So that night, he left the house with his Bible, I think. That wasn't him. That was his body, but it wasn't his spirit. Somebody did this to him.
By the
way,
how does that work? He was possessed by a Rottweiler? I mean, like, what is that? that wasn't him? I like that sort of, I like that part. Like, that's not the Michael I know, or that's not him, or that whole bullshit.
Right. The one you knew wasn't the real one.
Yeah, tell that to the guy with no fucking face.
Wasn't he on some kind of drug or something?
That's what they think. They're saying bath salts, but he's dead, so they don't actually know.
Bath salts.
All right. Well, anyway.
Who knew bath salts would make you do that?
And listen, I'm no padre, but at the eulogy, I don't want anyone doing that. He's off to a better place now because he's at the same place my grandma's at, and that means she could get her face eaten off too. We got to call it like we see it. Look, if there's a heaven, guys that eat faces and get shot by the cops aren't in heaven, right?
That's interesting. Are you allowed to be a cannibal in the afterlife?
I don't like any of that stuff where I'm at a funeral and it's like, he's in a better place now. And I'm always like, what? Why? What? Well, first off, what about us? We got to live in this hellhole then? What's up?
Right.
I should go drive off a cliff now?
Maybe this is hell.
Let's call it a lateral move.
And also, what happens if you're in heaven and then you decide to become a dick? Do you get kicked out?
Yeah, I think you're grandfathered in. But yeah,
can you push it?
Like if you just became a douchebag.
Yeah, you're all like, oh, my shit doesn't stink. I'm in heaven now. I can do whatever I want.
Well, first off.
Oh, by the way, I don't like it here anymore.
You feel like you're in like somebody driving with diplomatic plates. You're like, fuck that parking meter.
You have heaven immunity.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Give me a ticket? Fuck off.
Eternal immunity.
Ooh, I like that. So basically you fake it while you're on Earth.
Yeah.
And then when you get in heaven, you become a huge douchebag.
That
sounds like a Jim Carrey comedy.
It does. Heaven can't wait.
He needs a hit. I think that's a good idea. Tell me about that. That penguin thing didn't work for me.
No. He needs a hit. This is going to be it. And then, you know, you fill it with a whole bunch of folks. Yeah, this is the theme song. This is the music playing.
Good made-up movies.
And they have Jim Carrey, and he's in there, and he's like, he's fucking around with Abe Lincoln, and you know, he gets behind Abe Lincoln and he makes a sound, pow! And Abe like turns around, he gotcha! And then it's a huge douchebag.
Totally.
But then he falls in love. Now, then what? Like, mother? He's fucking with Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
Like, he does the, hey, somebody got something on your shirt, Mother Teresa. Woo! And he does that thing up her face, you know, and they show him fucking around with all these legendary folks. But then he's won over.
He could meet the face eater. Meet the face eater and decide to kick him out.
From angel to a-hole.
You can't be here.
Yeah. And then, and there's this...
From deity to douchebag.
There's this thing where God is talking to St. Peter, like he's, you know, like the manager of a club is talking to a guy who's working the door, like, what the fuck are you doing letting that douchebag in here? And he's like, he was cool when he came in. I don't know what happened. This is good.
Mm-hmm. So it turns out the homeless man whose face was eaten mm-hmm. had graduated from Stuyvesant, which is a really good high school. Mm-hmm. And so there's mm-hmm. one thing about him. Another thing about him is that his family thought he had been dead for like 15 years. Mm. They didn't even know he was alive. So this is really good news, bad news.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah.
The good news is we found him. Right. The bad news is
he has no face.
I thought I'd never see his face again.
Oh,
well,
God. No.
You know the real tragedy? The real tragedy here is that, is Oprah being off the air, because there was always that light at the end of the tunnel. Like if you were attacked by a chimpanzee or a crazy guy ate your face mm-hmm. or you lost your legs to a commuter train or whatever horrible misfortune met you, at some point when the stitches were taken out, you healed up well enough to walk or get into a chair or whatever it was, there was always Oprah out there. She was always out right. there, and you could go over there and get a Buick and a book deal and a cappuccino, and your wife would then have to tell, I saw this poor kid was born with a vagina on his forehead. but there was always that thing where you had yeah. Oprah. There's no Oprah anymore.
Now who's going to really? Fill in the void?
I'd not say Piers Michael Morgan. Madsen's got to do a daytime show. Nick Nolte.
I need a job. It's a good idea. I may start my own show. My first guest will be the guy with no face.
Yeah, I'm just saying there was always
tell
Oprah.
Me, what was it like while he was eating your face?
That's all. And then they
are you angry at him?
He'd get a book deal.
It's time for you. Will you forgive him?
There you go.
What faceless if he met
man forgives face eater.
Right.
And I'll forgive him.
Ask this question, too. You say you're a Christian, but don't you question your faith after something like this? That's a good question.
That's
good. You're questioning
that's
your faith. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Somehow they. And by the way, the answer is like, fuck yeah. By the way, fuck God. I'm done now. After your face eaten, my dude, you give it up pretty quick.
Did you ever think you would find yourself in a situation
like
where your
too.
Face was being eaten?
Yeah.
What was the first thought that went through your head?
I do like that
felt-
thought. Yeah, crazy guys devouring your face, and you're thinking, what's taking so long? Yeah, I like that. I like that question. Yeah, obviously you never thought that one was coming. But by the way, if you did, you'd have your head inside a bird cage everywhere, right?
I seen the guy whose face got eaten by the chimp.
That was a chick.
He was on Oprah, wasn't he?
She was a sheep.
He got his face, and they ripped off his balls. One of the monkeys ran and buried the balls.
Hold on.
No, the guy got attacked by his own chimp. Remember
him? Yeah, there was him.
They brought the chimp a birthday cake, and the two other chimps freaked out when they saw the cake, and they said, that's it, man. And they jumped out, and they ate his face off, and they ripped his nuts off.
They ripped his nuts off.
They ate all his fingers and his off his hands.
Yeah, that guy. And then the chick who got her face.
They told about the process of doing that to someone was psychologically broken down of the fact that they ate his face so he wouldn't be attractive enough to reproduce anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They ate off his fingers so he couldn't defend himself. Mm-hmm. Then they ripped his nuts off and went and buried him in the forest so he couldn't reproduce.
Yeah.
Because if they didn't bury them far away, he might find them.
A systematic thing they did, you see. They really wanted to fuck him up as bad as they could.
No, there's no Marquis of Queens, Marquis of Queensberry over there.
That's smart.
I miss my chimp. I can't believe he did this.
Oh, they forgive the chimp.
He's got bad human syndrome.
Apparently his chimp never jumped out of the cage. He just sat there and let it happen.
Yeah, there was a great...
Let his friends do it.
Well, so here's the point.
I think the other two got fed up because he was getting so much attention when they saw that birthday cake.
Yeah.
They saw that photo cake.
That was it.
The dude... Well,
now,
so there
who
was,
else has got some story?
There was a dude who was attacked by a chimp, and then
this
a chick
gold,
that was attacked by a chimp, and they both made it on Oprah. So it's like...
Yeah.
I'm just saying, she was
that's
the
what you have to do.
Fallback, go-to. Like, if I was visiting someone in the hospital that had been devastated by a chimp or a guy with a Bible, I would have said, look, at least we got Oprah. Mm-hmm. Now what? Nothing
left.
I know. Because it was almost like a punchline. And, you know, what are you going to do? Well, you can always write a book and go on Oprah.
Right. Now what? Ellen? Come on.
Reality TV show.
Ellen.
Or The View.
No, please.
Hoda and Kathy.
Oh, we'll go on The Talk with those Yentas or whatever that show is.
Oh, my God.
They wouldn't even let the homeless guy speak.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
If he can.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't
think he has lips. He can. Mm-hmm.
And we're back. A couple more clips for you guys here on this lovely Memorial Day. This next clip is requested from listener Kirk. He writes some nice things about Corolla Classics and then says, I remember a show that had guest Andy Daly and Adam, and they were talking about going to tour around the country to bang every hot Applebee's hostess. I can't remember how the bit goes, but it made me laugh, and I think it had something to do with Kanye West. I would love if you could play that section again. Thank you, Kirk. Gio, can we help him out?
Thank you, Kirk. Yeah, he provided the date and a lot of details, so I was able to find this one. This is Adam Carolla Show 1625, featuring Andy Daly, Joe Coy, Gina Grad, and Brian Bishop. Joe's already left the studio. It's just Andy Daly, Gina Grad, and Brian Bishop. It's during Gina's news, and the second story from the news is about the premiere of I Am Kate, the Caitlyn Jenner reality series. And from there, it segues into what Adam would do if he was Kanye West, and how many options he would have at every Applebee's in each city he toured.
Check it out.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Good day, Adam, Bald, Gina. Gina, congratulations on the Mensa certificate and whatever you call it. And I just wanted to let everybody know that also on the Mensa ticket is Gallagher. Gallagher is a Mensa guy himself, so you're in good company, Gina. Again, congratulations. Thank you so much, guys. Make me laugh every day. Talk to you later. Keep up the good work.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
Yeah, he smashed his produce with a mallet, so they're in very good company.
You're genius.
His act is the exact opposite of that. But he does do some intellectual stuff that most people don't know about. Andy Daly is here.
Hello.
All right, we'll do a little news.
The Caitlyn Jenner docuseries, I Am Kate, premiered on the E! Network Sunday night, and it focused on Caitlyn revealing herself for the first time to the family and being an advocate for the trans community. I actually watched it. It was okay. Here's a clip of Caitlyn greeting Kim Kardashian and a very uncomfortable Kanye West in front of the camera.
Oh,
this ought to be great.
Yeah. Actually, you know what, Caitlyn, just because it's so great, why don't you start it from like 5 seconds in, just so they can see him walk up.
All right. Dude, if you're Kanye, do you guys tell me, you can give me the thumbs up when you're ready to go, but I get the finger up and the head nod, but that, just when you're ready to go, and I'll tell you when to go, but here's the point. I'm wired completely different than Kanye, which is, if I'm a kajillionaire, I just want some hot civilian.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to deal with the fucking rigmarole of the family and the whole situation and the whole deal. Like,
I think that says more about him than about what he's into. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Like going with a celebrity,
That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. Like,
you're saying, why doesn't he just want a normal girl?
If I'm Kanye West, first off, I want to just fuck hostesses from Applebee's, like the hottest 1% of Applebee hostesses.
Do the Applebee tour?
That's the dream.
Do the Applebee
tour.
That
is the American dream.
Just skim the cream off the top of the Applebee hostess. The ones they use in the commercials.
Yeah, right? Oh yeah, of course.
I only want to fuck them. That's going to go on for
I'm
like...
I'm not sure those are real hostesses.
I'm pretty sure they are. I do a Spike TV show, so I got a pretty good idea.
TGI Fridays in a pinch.
So... you're not a real principal, but I am a real student of television, and I can tell you that those are actual Applebee employees. So that will occupy the first 15 to 20 years of my fame.
Oh.
Okay?
Because there's a lot of Applebee's.
Yeah. Oh, it's
America's favorite neighbor.
Oh, yeah. They're international, too. I'm going to have to gas up the corporate jet for this shit.
It's like the Golden Gate Bridge. Once you get to one end,
you got to go back.
Once you get to one end of the country, they're hired
a
whole
bunch of turnover in that position. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I start in St. Louis in the middle of the country. That way I can access the East Coast. And
this is a well-thought-out plan, disturbingly.
So when I'm done with my Applebee's hostess fucking tour, which is anywhere from 15 to 21 years, then I go sort of George Clooney. I find some good-looking professional chick who's about 20 years younger than me, and it's time to tie the knot with
human
a
rights lawyer type.
Massive prenup.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
The going into the Kardashian mess, I just feel like when you're Kanye and you're already fucking punching paparazzi already at the airport, now you got your fucking pregnant wife with you.
What's to gain?
He's married to a woman who causes him to wander into reality shows.
Yes.
That's a problem.
Against his will.
Yes, Kanye West would never do a reality show. All right.
Andy, how many stars do you give this plan, the hostess plan for...
That's a five-star plan.
That's what I thought.
Thank
what
you.
So this is Caitlin seeing Kim and Kanye.
Hey, look who's here.
You look beautiful.
Well, thank you,
baby. Look at you. Good to see you.
What up?
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Long time
no see.
Sister Pam.
We know each other.
My older sister.
We haven't met. Nice to meet you.
Kanye and I have never really been very close. But I love his open-mindedness.
If I know the black community.
I love how he's helped.
They're wide open to these kinds of ideas.
What's going on?
You look beautiful. You know, the one thing I'm really shocked about is how skinny you are. Well, you literally look like Kendall. Like Kendall's mom.
Of course, that's the best.
I think this is one of the strongest things that have happened in our, you know, existence as human beings that are so controlled by perception. Because you couldn't have been up against more. Like, your daughter's a supermodel. You're a celebrity. You have every type of thing.
The grandma's reaction
still, like,
shots.
Everybody, this is who I am.
This is all good.
This is just the beginning.
This is all good.
Just the beginning.
Are you going to take your coat off? I want to see what you're wearing.
They talk about this for the next 2 minutes, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, Kanye was smiling, so something was already up.
Grandma, you can go to the internet and find out what she's not wearing, by the way. have to take a look.
Has the Shibboleth Esh been around since the Bruce days? Now I notice Caitlin is the Eshes are like this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think that's been a Bruce thing, but nobody heard him talk because nobody gave a shit when he was Bruce.
I see.
I do notice that weirdish.
Yeah, the Eshes are going like this. It's an Elaine Stritch.
I do know that she had her jaw shaved.
Oh, dear.
So I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but to be a little more feminine.
And the esophagus, right?
Obviously, if one is going to remove bits and pieces from your face and then put you on hormones, voices
can affect tremendously, I would imagine.
It's got to be different.
But the funny thing is, nobody really gave a shit to hear Bruce really talk, unless you were watching Keeping Up with the Kardashians or something. But the voice hasn't really changed, and I was actually surprised. I thought Caitlin would sound more feminine.
Well, now we got to do a
side by side.
Yeah, side by side. And we didn't watch the show, so we're not in Mensa. Sorry,
required viewing.
Hey, man, I thought we'd be talking about it. She kind of sounds like Paul Schaefer.
Ah, yeah.
FYI.
All right, so now we're going to have to do this. But maybe, there's a problem. Maybe they don't want to go like when Fred Flintstone would play Fredalina, the Spanish maid or whatever it was, and they go, hey, fresh, and they hit you with their fan, you know what I mean? Like, maybe...
And Barney was somehow more attracted to him.
The boss was.
Yeah, it was the boss, Mr. Slate?
Mr. Slate was a trailer. Who is this fetching young 300-pounder with huge calves like a Samoan?
That's right.
They always fall in love. John Goodman could put in a sundress. Like, who is your friend?
Yeah.
Wow, she is absolutely delightful.
Wild. Sit on my lap.
Really, as guys, you don't think we can see 300 pounds worth of human being that is dwarfing us right now?
Only the most high status person in the room, right, is the one that can go, get over here and sit on my lap.
All right, we need the voice. Oh, that's what we're looking for. Either way, maybe he doesn't want to get caught going, hello, putting it on.
Okay.
Yeah,
I can see
affecting
that.
It.
Fair enough.
Affecting it. All right, yeah, Kanye. Look,
you look terrified.
Freaked out. He's like,
that was an air hug.
She brought it in for a real hug, and his response was
like, tap, tap, tap.
What up?
Kanye's like,
what up, and a half
hug. Is there a bathtub I can dry myself in? Anything around here at all? Anybody want?
And when he says your daughter is a supermodel, is he referring to his wife?
No, he's referring to Kendall. Tall, skinny, his actual daughter.
Not sure.
She is a stunning creature.
Oh,
she's a model.
I agree. I don't know if anyone gets to be a supermodel anymore because I feel like everyone's a model.
Yeah, I think that was a 90s
We had
term.
Like a fucking.
There was.
We had
yeah,
like
yeah,
a
yeah.
good. We had like a brat pack of models.
You got to. I feel like Kate Upton fits that just because she's so famous. But your point is right.
But
they're
like
very
the Cindy
few and
Crawfords
far between.
And the, yeah.
Oh,
you
that
know,
was the 90s thing. Yeah, absolutely.
And they're all
yeah.
doing too many different things to be the supermodel. Huh? Back then, they were just models.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I'm with you.
They opened a theme restaurant on 52nd
yeah,
Street.
Oh,
they
my
did.
God. I can't
they did. In Taxi, they robbed banks. I love the premise of that movie. I'm in love with the
Queen
premise.
Latifah?
It's Queen Latifah drove a cab. And...
No.
Yes.
Oh, she did. Okay. You've... Sorry. I didn't mean to argue Taxi
was Jimmy
with
Fallon in
Jimmy
that,
Jimmy Fallon
too?
Was in there.
Yes.
See the
okay.
cop?
Yes.
Okay.
And the premise of that movie is super simple. Queen Latifah drives a cab, which looks like a standard Crown Vic. Just standard New York 90s cab. But if you would like to get to JFK and you only have 15 minutes to get from Midtown to JFK.
There's no way.
No.
Can't be done.
You push a button.
Uh-huh.
A blower comes up from under the hood, which, by the way, is simply mathematically impossible. You have to belt on a thing that is pulled off of the crank.
Suspension
but anyway,
of disbelief, right. Adam.
The quad exhaust drops from the back, which, of course, again, is mathematically impossible because it need to be hooked up.
Got to get the science.
The rims change. The whole thing changes. The thing turns into a hot rod, and then I can get you to JFK in 15 minutes because I now have 500 horsepower.
Right.
Whereas you couldn't take a Prius and get there. It's the traffic.
That's what I was gonna say.
It's the traffic.
It's the car's ability to go.
A Prius can go 105 miles an hour yeah. if you need it to go 105 miles an hour. The problem is you got to get through the tunnel, and the tunnel's backed up. So yeah. you could have a Bugatti Veyron with 1,000 horsepower, yeah. or you could have a Ford Festiva with 80 horsepower, and you would get to the airport the exact same time.
Unless it
because
could turn
it's
into a helicopter.
Unless
it's
it flew.
Yeah.
But her thing is now this thing's got some ponies.
Yeah. It's high concept.
I don't know. No one ever raised their hand and went, why? There are cars out there that have. My Jag has 500 horsepower, mm-hmm. and then their Matt's Honda has 171. Mm-hmm. But if we're both in Midtown, Manhattan, we both get
JFK
at the exact same time if we left at the exact same time.
I'm guessing there might have been larger problems with that movie.
Yeah. I don't even not remember this movie.
Not in this podcaster's mind. Okay.
No. So do you want to hear the audio before we move on to
yes.
another story?
Let's hear.
What would you like first?
Well, you have 2013.
Correct. Before the transformation.
Right. But is he on hormones? Probably. Anyway, go ahead.
You want 13 yeah, first?
This is Bruce.
Give us 13 first.
Electronics, this and that. You had to find ways to entertain yourself. So you go outside with all your buddies and you run around, you build forts and you play sports and this and that. And today, you know, it's changed. It is because of... I have 10 children, and I see their lifestyles very different. You know, they.
It's a little different, but it's basically still has the same thing.
Very Carol Channing.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so very similar.
Thank you, Kirk, for that lovely request. That was hilarious. And now we have one more clip left for you, but. If you'd like to hear the full episodes of these clips, where do they go, Gio?
Podcast One Premium, the home of all your favorite podcasts. They have the entire Adam Carolla Show archive, all 10-plus years. The episode we just played, 1625 with Andy Daly, we've actually played segments of that before. It just goes to show how funny these episodes truly are, that we can find 3, 4, 5, 6 Carolla Classics clips from each one. So if you want to hear the full thing yourself, Podcast One Premium.
All right, so this next clip... is from Dennis. He's in Florida, and he writes, "Love the Bobcat live show." He's talking about Bobcat Goldthwait. Where
he's not talking about the other Bobcat.
No, we will.
He's not talking about an actual Bobcat.
Yeah, there's one live show where we had an actual Bobcat. It was insane. Maybe we'll play that at a different show. But right,
Jack Hanna, not the best guest for live shows.
We'd have to wait though. It's too soon. It's too soon. This one was Bobcat Goldthwait. And him and Adam did a live show where Adam talks about the quality of. The 72 Virgin reward for suicide. He actually says something like, "This can't be heaven for them," and an A cup with an acne problem. Gio, what's he talking about?
Adam Carolla Show 795. It's the second live show with Bobcat, Allison Rosen and Brian Bishop. This is from April 2012. They're talking about the 72 Virgin reward. for a certain type of suicide, and how that may not be exactly what you expect it to be. And it goes a little something like this.
Live from the Irvine Improv in 2012.
Bob, I think Bob was one of like our first celebrity dudes me and Jimmy hung out with back when we were. He took pity on us when we were on K-Rock back in the mid-90s.
Yeah, this is back in the 80s when I had a lot of heat and I was famous. And has the worm turned?
Yeah. Oh, listen, I felt the worm turning with Kimmel myself. Don't get me. Now, I mean, Bob used to come into K-Rock probably in 94, 95 when Jimmy was the sports guy and I was Mr. Burcham. And Bob was always super cool to us, and we always dug his work. And later on, when we started the Man Show, Bob at some point, I mean, Shakes a Clown probably the first time directing.
First,
right?
My first movie.
But Bob started moving into directing,
yeah.
And he directed a lot of bits on The Man Show.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of folks don't know I direct. A lot of people actually think I'm dead, but I wish I wasn't lying. The live Andy Draxton, he's creepy. I do like, you know why, Irvine, this is a classy place? Because the Dave and Buster has valet parking. That's very classy. All right. So I'm sorry about your loss.
Yeah. The fish. Oh, by the way, I was explained to me by my daughter that it's not a goldfish. It's just a fish. It wasn't a goldfish. It was, you know.
Why? What's the difference?
To me, about $8 that Daddy paid for before we flushed that shit down the toilet.
I think I want to talk about heaven a little bit. I just recently performed in Salt Lake City, and it didn't go over so well. And here's what I found irritating. All the comedians were very nice guys, but they were funny, but... I'm not bitching about the Mormons because they're in Salt Lake, because, you know what I mean, that's where they are. You can't bitch about them. It's like when someone goes, oh, a monkey ripped my face off, and you go, holy shit, how'd that happen? You go, well, I was taking a bubble bath with my monkey, and I gave it red wine.
Right.
And you go, well, fuck you. I don't know who the Mormons are in this analogy. That's a bad analogy. All right. So I'm in the hot tub with the Mormons, essentially, and... So all the comedians are going on, and instead of cursing, backstage they would curse. And by the way, there's plenty of comedians who I think are funny who don't curse. But instead of saying fuck when it would come that time in their act, they're going, what the frick? And
right.
Cheese and crackers, and gosh right. darn it, and some big ditch, and all right. these juvenile make-em-up curse words. And I had an assload of that. About the fourth show, I came out and I go, hey, the word fuck is super sacred to me, all right? So say it or don't, but you don't get to imply what it means. And here's where I lost the crowd. I said, okay, let's pretend there is a heaven. in Salt
wow.
Lake, by the way. I go,
yeah.
Let's pretend there is a heaven. By the way, that's not the noise they made. It's like, yeah! And I said, do you really think God is up there wondering who's saying frick or fuck? You know, it's like...
Right.
Let's pretend there is a heaven or Narnia or whatever, Magic Kingdom. That's what I said, actually. Whatever, make them up. And you know, here's my real hostility towards the Mormons. Comes down to the fact that I worked with a bunch of them for 8 months and not once did they try to convert me.
Right, but I get you. Like working around gays who don't want to fuck you, you're like, what? That's not good enough for you?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I'd probably yank you off, but at least you could try.
And I will flirt with a gay man.
Yeah,
like
let's
crazy.
Go. Yeah.
Like crazy. I mean, I'll really flirt. I mean, you know, I don't know where I draw the line. Like, hey, you're fucking me in the ass. Now we're done flirting. No. But no, I do like to flirt with old ladies and gay men. I don't know what that's about. But when I met Little Richard, my head exploded. I didn't know whether
you
to
didn't
shit
know
or why.
Old,
yeah,
I'm like, old lady or gay guy or both, right?
So... I worked with Mormons for a long time, and not once did they convert me, and I'd bait them. They'd be like, hey, Bobcat, how was your weekend? I go, I can't believe this is all there is to life. I wish when I died I got my own planet. That I got to name all the animals. And that's another religion that believes you get virgins when you die.
Yeah.
That's really weird. If you want me to join your cult, you better dang a better, you know, that, fuck that. I don't want virgins. I want, like, a planet of whores. Actually, you know what? I don't even,
you know,
not even two whores, maybe.
They should,
just like 2 50-year-old broads who still like to do it.
But it, it should be like, it's a lot of really experienced, but yet venereal-free whores. Like,
yeah. Well, it's because most religions are started by oppressed men, and they go, oh, when I die, I love virgins. It's like, really? I want, like, you know, I want women who are, like, smoking while you're fucking them. Like,
and let me, can I
ask, are you in me?
Can I ask?
You should get a spectrum. Listen, you should get the whole spectrum.
But, and also, yeah, you should get what you want. Number one. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. If you get, like, a planet of virgins, do you understand how much talking that's going to be?
Yeah.
How much?
Well, I waited this long. Right. I don't know.
Feigning interest in their friends.
Yeah.
And,
right, right.
Meeting family, blah, blah, blah.
I just, I mean, right. I just,
that's
like,
true.
What's going to happen tomorrow?
Yeah.
How are you going to feel about me tomorrow?
Hey, sweetie, need another Shirley Temple or are you good? Yeah. Here's the other thing, too.
Have you met the Cappy Bear? I named him.
Yeah. I've never even thought about this, but if the place you're going to is inhabited with virgins, so you get to fuck, are you just fucking a bunch of 17-year-olds who died horribly in moped accidents before their time?
Yes.
Because did someone have to kill them and put them up there, or were they already there? I mean, where are these two supplying the virgins?
Are they dead? Well, how do we even know that they're dead or undead?
So now I'm just essentially raping some 16-year-old who drowned in a pool, like, before she got her hymen popped? What's going on? I mean, and, well, by the way, this is heaven for her. Me and old Bobcat, great, saggy balls, smelling like malt liquor, just going, hold still, that's part of the deal. And she's like, my fucking life was tragic enough, and now I'm being raped by old comedians?
Right.
This is horrible.
Maybe it's hell for them, actually.
Maybe it's hell, yeah.
It might be hell, yeah.
So who are, how did they get there? Dude, someone killing them off? Like,
yeah,
like we're running low
there?
On virgins.
Right.
Volcanoes.
Where's the supply?
Volcanoes.
Oh, volcanoes. That's true.
They're all hot Aztec girls.
I mean, again.
Tossed in by Mel Gibson.
Were they sacrificed?
You're 14, you get chucked into a volcano, and the next thing you know, me and Bobcat are teaming you.
Right.
For eternity?
The other virgins would make so much fun of you.
You don't know what it's like to go to prom or graduate high school. That's gotta suck.
Just be like the lovely bones nonstop.
Yeah. I gotta figure this out. I wanna figure out who's supplying the virgins.
The virgins in the afterlife, yeah.
And also the 72 virgins, then after you work your way through a few of them, you're like, now I got, you know, 58. And then it just whittles down. Would you ration them? How does that, or is it, you keep having, do they restock the pool?
Well, that's a good point, because one weekend, and you could get through half your supply.
Right, and then what, so like, and on day three, now what?
Well, that's why I would just have the dick sucking virgin.
Oh,
and
that's
like the cornhole virgin.
That's good.
And
you delegate.
You're just the two I beat off on. So that way, technically, you know what I mean?
Right.
You're still pure. Duh.
Yeah.
You're still pure.
That's good.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
The virgins start forming cliques.
Again, that's still a lot of work.
This is horrible.
I'm a little more sensitive. I want a cuddling virgin. Is that so
wrong?
You
can use my beat-off version for your cuddling version if you want. But either way, there's some we have to maintain, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want someone to watch soaps with.
I feel like you guys could trade your virgins.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, like at the beginning of the year in school when you get, you know, folders or whatever, and then maybe you trade with someone else for different colors.
Or what if they're like a lot of, you know, 19-year-old virgins, just bad skin, hook nose.
Fat.
Weird jewel, funky snaggle tooth there, you know, bad skin, and you're like, I'm good. You know what I mean? Like,
they're virgins for a reason.
Yeah. Nice heavy set chick with an A cup and pock marks, and you're like, yeah, I get why everyone passed in high school.
Right.
And that horrible accident your sophomore year of college. Just anyway, we're good. Let's just be
good.
Friends.
All right.
Let's talk shit about the other virgins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what were we talking about? Oh, that I'm a director. Yeah, I'm an auteur.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. He's an artist.
Before I interrupted myself.
And there you have it. Corolla Classics for Monday, May 27th. Happy Memorial Day. Happy birthday, Adam Carolla. The Adam Carolla Show returns tomorrow with all-time guests Lisa Lampanelli in studio. So make sure to tune in for that. We'll play a Rotten Tomatoes game with her. Hope you're enjoying your holiday. Eat some barbecue. Enjoy the jacuzzi, pool, wherever. Just being submerged in water. It's fine. We'll see you next weekend. Till then, my name's Chris Loxamana. That's Superfan Giovanni.
Mahalo and get on.